take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And with you tonight is Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And don't forget the site features. They're completely free, so head over and enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site, submit what you want to it. Different news items are there, blog posts, YouTube videos, whatever you think is interesting, whatever you think our listeners will enjoy. You submit it, and then others vote, and you get to vote as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. When you visit freetalklive.com, don't forget to click on upcoming stories. That'll give you a list of whatever's fresh that other listeners have submitted within the last, say, 24, 48 hours. Those are the most important things upon which to vote, and the more votes each one of them receives, the more likely it is to make it to the front page. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. We are talking about the Chicago teachers' strike, which is happening as we speak. It's completed its second day at this point. And basically, you're sharing a piece from the New York Times, Johnny Ray, and what they're saying on the government bureaucrat or the administrative side is saying, we're almost hammering this out. And the teachers are saying, nah, we're not even close.
Right, exactly so.
And so they want more money, and they want less testing.
They want union leaders say there continues from the story. Pardon me.
And like dozens of other provisions or something, right?
They've got a sort of a short summary of some of the main sticking points here. Union leaders say there continues to be an array of differences, including benefits, raises based on experience level, the lack of air conditioning in classrooms, and training days for teachers. Teacher evaluations, however, appear to be the most contentious issue. While union leaders say they accept that some portion of teacher evaluations will be tethered to student test scores, they believe that the school's current proposal would push the equation out of balance.
So, yeah, we think it's okay that you test teachers and attach pay to it. We just don't like the way it's being done. I don't know. I mean, does it connect with the average person?
I don't know either, but it sucks. Got to suck to be a government school teacher. I mean,
yeah.
A lot of teachers get into it because they care.
But the pay's darn nice.
A lot of teachers get into it because they care about educating kids. It's true.
Yeah.
Some of them are lazy bums, and they're awful teachers, and they're stuck in there because of the tenure system. And, you know, I don't know how many of them are good teachers versus lazy, useless.
Who knows?
Useless,
there's no way to tell.
Chills. But you don't know until you're actually a student in the class, and then you get to find out the hard way. And, of course, if you try to get one of them removed, it's impossible because it's just the rules are built to these
people. What kind of sense does tenure make for high school and below when the curriculum is forced upon the teacher? Tenure, I guess, makes some sense for professors when professors come up with their own curriculum and decide, you know, what they're going to teach the students. That way the university can't come down on them for saying something that's unpopular. But when you're talking about teachers are basically told every word they have to say. I think that's wrong, but that's essentially what the situation is.
That may be an exaggeration. It may depend on the district and the various different rules they have. But, yeah, there is always some level of top-down administration and curriculum, especially if the school is accepting federal money, which most all of them do, and there's a lot of controls that come with that federal money. It's got to be a frustrating experience to, on one hand, really want to help kids, and you see the government schools as being one of the only viable options just because they're there and there's jobs.
And the kids that are getting the worst education are there.
Right. And then when you get in there, you know, you want to do your best, but you're in this system and you're hobbled by all these regulations. And, of course, you can't negotiate on your own because you had to join the teachers union in order to you know, to be a part of this. And it's just, you know, they kick your legs right out from under you. So I'm frustrated for those teachers who are actually good at this or who want to actually help kids. But then again, they're working alongside of these scumbags that are just in it for the bennies and just in it so they can have a sweet job.
Yeah, the kind of pay they get, was it $78,000 a year, does this article say? This is what I'd heard today. $78,000 a year is
a three-fourths of a year of work?
Right, and this is what I'm going to point out here, is that they've got the summers off.
A year. Yeah.
Yeah, and regardless of what they get paid, the first thing that I think about is that they're being paid with stolen money.
Yep.
What this story and the situation in Chicago makes me think of is not... is not weighing the merits of the two arguments from the two sides, but that in a free market, employers and employees would likely quickly come to a resolution so they get back into business.
When's the last time you heard about private school teachers on strike?
Well, a lot of people would say...
Has anyone ever heard of that?
I've never heard of that either. But a lot of people would say that the free market existed at some point in the past and unions have a terrible time getting together, and that likely in a free market the people wouldn't like unions. And I, this is the reason I consider myself pro-union in this area. I think that that people that are working are the monopoly provider of their own labor, and they should be able to get together with other people that have the same interests as them, put that forth, and that kind of thing. So I'm pro-union in the sense that sure. I think that people are going to get their best conditions in their work environment when they get together with other people that have similar
strength in numbers. Yeah. I mean, it's obvious.
So I'm totally for that at the same time.
But when they're negotiating for money that's been stolen, it changes how that.
Right. When public, okay. When you're talking about a public sector union, you're talking about an entirely different beast here. What FDR, the great society guy, he was against public sector unions, and he was all for private sector unions. But basically, unions at this point have become in this country public sector unions. Mostly. I mean, the vast, it's 6% of the population that's in working in the private sector is in a union, and it's like 60% of the population in the public sector is in a union. I'd have to check the second number, but the first number I'm pretty sure on.
So, Johnny Ray, what else do we need to know? Because right now there's, 300,000 students that are basically, some of them are showing up for free lunch or something like that. I heard that the schools are open only so kids can go and get free breakfast and lunch. I mean, what are the 300,000 students
are
doing? That's what I want to know.
School buses there to get the food?
I don't know.
Well, some of them are going to the YMCA, and the YMCA is hastily ramping up day programs and bringing in volunteers and stuff to help out. Some children are going to work with their parents. Some of their parents are staying home to take care of their children and not being able to go to work and live their life the way they normally do.
Doesn't sound too bad. I mean, it sounds pretty good.
That's pretty rough for parents.
Well, for parents, but for the kids, you don't have to go to school. I mean, that's pretty sweet.
The kids don't earn money. I don't really care what the kids do. It's not their family unit that's in trouble here. The parents are out earning the money for the family unit.
The final part of the story, I think, winds up with implications for President Obama, because the mayor of Chicago was his former chief of staff, I think, Rahm Emanuel. Mr. Obama's from Chicago. From the story, Mr. Obama on Monday issued no specific reaction to the strike. Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, said his principal concern is for the students and families who are affected by the situation, and we hope that both sides are able to come together to settle this quickly and in the best interest of Chicago's students.
Well, if they really cared about the best interest of Chicago's students, they would abolish the government school system entirely and allow the market to decide how to educate people, which would result in a bevy of choices, differing educational approaches, options, curricula. All of these things would be in a variety of different choices, and thereby the parents would be empowered and the students themselves would be empowered to follow the educational path that they thought was best, which would result in the best education and the most affordable education for everybody. But we know that's not going to happen.
I think that I agree with you. I think that, in a free market, you would find education innovation, and in that innovation, you would find things costing less, not costing more.
Because competition drives prices
down. It costs less to produce just about everything else out there in the world now because competition has been in the marketplace and innovation has been allowed to take place, but it doesn't cost less to educate children. And
it costs more.
It costs more. It just keeps going up all the time.
As though kids are somehow more expensive to educate now than they ever were in the past.
Well,
which is ludicrous.
Now they all have special needs. And so, the teachers, the teachers' unions and these special interest groups have figured out ways to drive up the cost of educating children. So I agree with you, but there need to be steps in between what you're saying and what we have today. And
I think not really. I mean, ideally, that's what's going to happen. What's realistic is there will be steps. But if the governments can't, if they can't come to an agreement, the market's going to spring up with options. Like, if for some miracle they just can't come to an agreement and they have to shut down the government schools, the market's going to come up with solutions within a week or two.
It's going to have solutions.
453, 1-855-450-3733. Of course, the government's probably still going to want the same property tax.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Men, are you ready for that extra boost in your romantic life? The answer is just a click away. Get ready for big confidence where you want it most. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement formula that's clinically tested to work. And today you can get a risk-free trial just by going online to buytestocharge.com. It's fast, easy, and this offer's only around for a limited time. TestoCharge significantly increases your drive and desire while improving your performance. It's absolutely guaranteed to give you the best experience for both you and her. If you want to have full-strength support for a healthy romantic life and want to get a risk-free trial of TestoCharge quickly and discreetly, just go to buytestocharge.com right now. That's buytestocharge.com. Skip the hassle of speaking on the phone. Go to buytestocharge.com now and get your risk-free trial while supplies last. buytestocharge.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You can get signed up, and you can follow us via email. We will give you the latest information about Free Talk Live via that method. And if you want more than just the latest news, you can get more updates throughout the show. For instance, if you're following us on Facebook or Twitter, go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. And we're going to do something here that we, I guess, should have done a while ago, but you have to have to bear with us. We're new to this Twitter, Facebook thing. We've been, for the last month or so, ramping up our efforts to be better at doing more of the Facebooking and the tweeting. And it has been suggested that we do a little trade deal with you if you are a Twitter follower. So if you are following us on Twitter, we should be following you, I guess, is the idea. So if you tweet at Free Talk Live, and if you tweet at Free Talk Live, like, I don't know, in the like next 24 hours or something like that, we will follow you back. So the Free Talk Live Twitter account will become one of your followers.
Have you done all the people that are at this point in the line?
I have not done that, no. Okay. So this is the idea is to only do people that are actually actively listening, you know, to the show.
Okay. Right.
So if you are a listener of the program and you tweet at Free Talk Live, at least over the next 24 hours, we will follow you back. And, you know, we'll probably do this every now and then just to kind of get more people on board with that. And I guess that's, you know, it's important to do these things for follower purposes or something. I'm terrible at explaining this.
Twitter's great.
We've been explained to that this is important. So if you would like to do that, we'll be following you if you tweet at Free Talk Live. Okay? 855-450-FREE. Or you can just follow us and not tweet anything. 855-450-3733 allows you to take control of the airwaves. There's more to talk about, though, about the Chicago teachers strike. In fact, there's a piece over at the Chicago Sun-Times about how is this affecting the parents. And I think that's an interesting aspect to look at. But first, let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything you want. Kelvin in Colorado on the Ampline. Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Thinking about the Bitcoin. And I think that Bitcoin should be scaring the government to death because if people really start adopting it, it's going to just undercut so much of their power that it's going to be unacceptable to them. But I was trying to think of how it is, you know, how it would be that they'd be able to take it down or
they can't
it somehow. Well,
they'd have to make everybody rich in the process.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking is how they could do it is, you know, right now there's about $110 million worth of Bitcoins in existence. If you take, I think there's like 10 million of them right now, and they're worth about $11 a piece at the moment.
But 10 to 11 million, yeah, there, okay. Of them there are.
Yeah, okay. Well, a paltry sum for a scared government anyway. So it seems that a government could go out there and get a screw with the market by buying a whole bunch of them up and sending the value sky high, and then selling a whole bunch of them and crashing it. So by making the value of the of the currency so extremely unstable that people aren't going to want to adopt it because it's not, you know, it's not stable.
Well, this is a good objection. I've never heard this one before.
They can, I hadn't heard of the selling option. They can certainly buy and sell, but I mean, you know, at that point, then you've got the people that want to gamble, you know, that you're bringing them on board. I mean, if there's $100 valuation changes in Bitcoin in a day, I don't know what that's necessarily going to do. There are a lot of, I mean, the government may be able to buy and sell, but remember, they can only buy and sell what's available.
That's true.
I think the government will be so late to the party that it will be too expensive for them to manipulate markets the way they want to.
They can't even understand email. I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why they aren't so concerned about Bitcoin is because a lot of these government guys probably can't wrap their heads around it.
Well, it's like the most simple economics and market stuff that there is.
What evidence do you have, Kelvin, that the government understands economics?
Well, that's true, but really this is so fundamental that even the thickest Keynesian person can grasp this. This is the same thing that, you know, that the stock market is all, like, regulated and everything to prevent people from, or to try, allegedly, to prevent people from being able to go in and manipulate prices and stuff. And here we have this completely free market where, you know, it can be messed with by someone with enough money.
With enough money.
So,
yep, and it could be, but that, I don't know that this messing with would necessarily, I don't know what that messing with would do. If you can run bitcoins up to $200 or $300 or $400 a piece inside of a couple of days, doesn't that show the value of them? Yeah, they could come crashing back down to $10
right.
again.
And, it, And then they slam them back down to 2 cents a piece and then leave it there for a while and then, you know, just make it so volatile that people aren't going to want to
So how
deal
do they sell?
Because
how do they sell and create, you know, how do they sell and then drive the price down?
Well, they go to the Bitcoin market and they sell, you know, 4 million Bitcoins. And then that creates sell orders in the market. And as people sell their, it drives the price down.
It sure does.
On top of it enough to explain.
I don't know if it'll drive it back down to $11, though. I mean, if they went out and bought a whole bunch of bitcoins for hundreds of dollars a piece, you know, if you bought them all, I mean, that's exactly what would happen and make a run on the market. And then you try to sell them all. I'm not sure they would even go back down to $11 because at that point people had the belief that they were going up that high. I mean, yes, markets are driven by fear. There's no doubt about it. And Bitcoin is a completely free market. So fear plays into those things. I'm not sure what the government could do in that circumstance, even if they tried. But we don't know because none of us have enough money.
I'd be interested in hearing what somebody who's a little bit more on top of this issue would have to say to this objection, because it's an interesting one. My question is, how many bitcoins at any given moment are actually available for sale?
I mean, you can go right now to mtgox.com.
Do they have that information there?
I mean, you got to know what you're going to be able to buy, right?
Right. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how all that works. Like, you know, whenever I want to get bitcoins, I just go and get some, but I'm not getting thousands upon thousands of them. So I don't know if there's any way to indicate, you know, how many of them are in the market for sale. I don't know how all that ends up panning out, but I doubt it's any significant percentage of them at any given moment in time. So they would have to buy them, I would think, somewhat slowly.
As they buy, there's a selling price and a buying price. And as they start to buy them, that drives the price up higher. That encourages more people to sell them, which, you know, so they get bought, so that drives the price higher still. And anyhow, we need to get an economist and some people that know about finance on here to discuss this.
I agree. It's interesting.
One thing's for certain, they can manipulate the market. They manipulate the market. The governments can manipulate the markets. They manipulate the markets with gold and silver. You know, there's several governments that attempt to hold gold and silver, and as do big banks and that sort of thing. At this point, they're not doing such a thing. But, yeah, they can manipulate the market. They try to manipulate the market, but they can't stop it forever.
Thanks, Kelvin, for the call. Interesting theory and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your input is welcome on that issue, or Chicago teachers, or whatever you want to talk about. Free Talk Live.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Wild Rocker Run. last names, unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade. To the toughest nails, New World.
New World, where we are.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. The show is Free Talk Live, and we're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Tonight with you in the studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark. Once again, 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want.
BitInstant is a company that will allow you to get your Bitcoins. We were just talking about Bitcoins in the last segment. It will allow you to get Bitcoins and get them easily and in a safe manner. So you can go to more than 750,000 locations around the world. You can exchange money for Bitcoins. Your Bitcoins will be in your wallet by the time you get home. If you don't know what Bitcoins are a peer-to-peer, open-source, digital currency that allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees and have complete control over your own money. And, normally we don't do this on Free Talk Live, but I made a telephone call to an expert in order to be able to answer the question from the last segment, so I'm able to get him on here, and it's Roger.
Roger is with us all the way from overseas, and you're on Free Talk Live. Roger, welcome to the program. Now, Mark, do you want to bring him up to speed real quick on what Kelvin had to say?
Yep. So, Roger, here's a question. I hadn't heard it before in this fashion. I'd heard what happens if the government tries to buy up all the Bitcoins so the Bitcoins don't exist anymore, and that would be a really great thing because it would drive up the price so incredibly high that everybody who has Bitcoins can then sell them, be rich, and go on to the next cryptocurrency, and things will be great. However, what happens if the government tries to buy Bitcoins and then sell Bitcoins and crash the market and then buy and then sell and make the market so volatile that people don't want to go anywhere near Bitcoins?
Yeah, that would actually be a really good thing for all the traders that are actively trading with Bitcoin. They'd be able to make a lot of money on the price swings. There's a lot of new platforms that are going to come online soon that will allow people to do advanced trading with Bitcoins. You can hold long positions or go short on Bitcoins and basically right now, the Bitcoin market is still incredibly small. All the Bitcoins in the entire world are only worth around $110 million, and that's maybe the same value as just, one of the buildings here in Tokyo where I live. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, and the idea that's this incredible and this world-changing, how can it only be worth $110 million currently? And Bitcoins are going to have to be worth hundreds of dollars a piece before the price kind of starts to smooth out and isn't nearly as volatile. Right now, anybody with even, you know, just $1 million can really swing the price around quite a bit. But in the future, if Bitcoin grows and each Bitcoin is worth more in terms of dollars, that'll be less and less likely. But if the government were to come in and try and, you know, swing the price around with a bunch of throwing a bunch of money in both directions, buying and selling Bitcoins, all the traders would have a field day because they can make a fortune doing that. And if you're worried that the government's going to come in and buy a bunch of Bitcoins to begin with, you should make sure you buy your Bitcoins first.
It's the truth. I mean, you know, I think that no matter what, after the government's done with its, you know, playing around with Bitcoins, that the price will be higher than it is today because they will have brought notoriety to it, it seems to me.
Yeah, I hate to tease a little bit as well, but I've been contacted by some interesting people in the financial world that are interested in making some large investments into the Bitcoin marketplace, and they've been asking me for some guidance about that. And I can't go into too many specific details, but some real interesting major players are really starting to take notice of Bitcoin, and I think we'll see some pretty exciting things in the real near future in regards to Bitcoin.
Roger, didn't you make like a bet with the world that Bitcoins were going to outperform gold, and this was like a significant amount of money?
Yeah, I offered $10,000 that over the course of 2 years, Bitcoins would outperform gold, silver, the U.S. dollar, and the U.S. stock market by 100 times. And currently, Bitcoins are in first place as far as the amount. They haven't outperformed them by 100 times. There's still about a year left to go on that bet. We'll see what happens in the next year. Nobody was, as of yet, has been willing to take the other side of that bet. I think part of the reason why they haven't, though, is because of the laws in the United States. The winner of the bet is not allowed to keep the money. The money has to be donated to charity. But that's one of the things that I think Bitcoin will change. It'll allow people to actually have complete control over their own money. And if they want to bet with other people with Bitcoins, they'll be able to do it. And there's nothing anybody will be able to do to stop them from doing that. And I think that's a good thing.
Well, I like that, you know, your viewpoint here is that the fear-mongering idea that the government might come in and screw up Bitcoin.
Oh, I think the government
is...
Kelvin said that the government should be scared of Bitcoins because... And I think that, that's the true statement, that at this point, all governments everywhere pretty much create fiat currency, and they do so to the detriment of the people that they're supposed to serve. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I think that governments everywhere should fear Bitcoins, and it doesn't need to be the United States government. At $110 million, it could be the government of Pago Pago.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about the governments fearing Bitcoins. I was talking about the fear-mongering idea that the governments are going to come in and screw up the price of Bitcoins and screw around. I don't know how likely that is to occur, but I like Roger's viewpoint that, well, if that's what you believe is going to happen, then get your Bitcoins now before they get in and start messing with things, if that indeed is what you think is going to occur, because then you could sell them at $400. You buy them now at $11 a pop and sell them for $1,000 a pop, or whatever ends up being that the peak when they manage to, if they manage to figure it out and somehow manage to pull off this manipulation.
Hey, Roger, my name's... go ahead, Roger. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was going to say, even if you don't think that the government's going to mess with the Bitcoin price, that's even more reason to go and get your Bitcoins now. Bitcoins are going to either change the entire world as we know it, or Bitcoin version 2.0 that's somehow a little bit better than Bitcoin is going to do the same thing. But no matter what, the world is never going to be the same thanks to Bitcoin.
I love the sound of that. I have a question for you, and my question is, do you feel that Bitcoins and agorism have anything to do with each other?
I think they're best friends with each other. Anybody who's interested in agorism, Bitcoin is absolutely the perfect tool for them to be able to do business, not just locally, but with anyone, anywhere in the world, free from any arbitrary control by a third party. So anybody who's interested in agorism should be as on board as imaginable with Bitcoin. And Bitcoin is the perfect tool for agorists around the world to start using.
Is Bitcoin itself an agoristic enterprise?
Yeah, I think you can say that. There's nobody that's in control of it as a whole. So, I would have to give that some more thought, but that sounds like an accurate statement to me.
I think so. Now, you mentioned, Roger, that Bitcoin 2.0 could come out and beat Bitcoin. And there are a handful of cryptocurrencies that are out there attempting to compete, but they're just not even coming close. But the suggestion there is, and I don't think you intended it, but people might have heard it as though, oh, well, Bitcoin has to stay the way it is today. But that's not true. Bitcoin is open source, and it can be modified. And so new versions of Bitcoin can be rolled out, right? Like under the current.
Correct.
system.
Yeah, that's right. Bitcoin can modify and adapt in certain areas. And then sometimes it's just better to be first rather than best. So even if something a little bit better comes along, yeah, maybe Bitcoin's good enough and it'll already have critical, you know, market share to where the new cryptocurrency won't be able to displace Bitcoin.
Indeed, really. What is the difference between the U.S. dollar and the Mexican peso? You know, I mean, they're just fiat currencies, and something has to rise to the top, and it's not like, one is significantly better or whatever. So I would agree that in some cases it's just better to be first rather than to be best. Have you ever thought to yourself, well, what is a Bitcoin really going to be worth in the future?
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting statistics floating around on the internet. I think thousands of dollars a piece is definitely well within the realm of possibilities, and even tens of thousands of dollars a piece is something that's definitely possible as well.
So if Bitcoins are worth tens of thousands of dollars a piece and you want to buy a candy bar, you're going to be spending 0.000001.
That's kind of annoying, right?
To get a candy bar.
Yeah, but they can update the client and software, so maybe the default currency within the Bitcoin wallet software that people will be using at that point will be sending, a micro Bitcoin, and you'll just measure everything in micro Bitcoins rather than 0.0001 Bitcoins.
Yeah, what are the names for the different decimal places? Because there's like a decibit, there's a centibit, is it a millibit? Do they have names for each one of the decimal places for Bitcoins?
Certainly they do.
That are willing to argue about what the different names should be all day long on the Bitcoin forums.
Over at
Bitcoin.org. But I don't think that'll really be settled until those values are actually something that is being used in day-to-day transactions.
Awesome. Although, Roger, thanks for taking part of your morning to talk with us here over in Tokyo. Appreciate it. Hopefully we didn't wake you up. Thanks for the call tonight.
Your show.
Appreciate it, man. By the way, 855-450-FREE is the number here. You can take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments that are imminent here, whether you want to talk about Bitcoin or the educational teachers' strike in Chicago. There's more to come. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now, for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. We'll take your calls about anything you want, even in the remaining moments here. Enough time for you if you call now to 1-855-450-FREE. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
All right. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. You can learn there how to get a free bumper sticker for Free Talk Live, as well as downloadable graphics and flyers. You can print out, post wherever you want, and get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Once again, go to promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue the discussion, I think another important issue here is this the teacher strike, which we talked about at the beginning of this hour. It's big news in Chicago, and it was, you know, it's also big news, I think, nationwide, because this is huge. I mean, Chicago's, what, the number three market, I think?
Yes.
And it's a pretty big place.
Chicagoland's huge.
A lot of teachers involved in this strike. 300,000 students are not able to attend class as a result. And because of that, a lot of parents are trying to figure out what the hell to do. Because they're used to having their kids leave all day while they go to work or do whatever they need to get done. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, the message from parents on Tuesday is to think of the children, to the teachers in the union and the public schools, as they and others struggled to make do with what with the half-day strike contingency programs that CPS, the Chicago Public Schools, is operating at 147 sites. Mother of Sharon and Terrence, Keila Denard, said, "I'm just so angry. This isn't what they're doing to us. This isn't right what they're doing to us. How do you go to work when your children have nowhere to go? Single parent works at a beauty salon and goes to school at night. She says, I couldn't go to work yesterday. I had to call off. Every day is a struggle just to find someone to keep them. CPS is ridiculous," she said. She said, "They need to pay these teachers and give them what they need so the kids can go back to school. I feel like we give more respect to everybody else, professional athletes, for example, than we do our teachers, and these are the people laying the foundation for our children, our future," she said. This is not an uncommon viewpoint, the idea that it's not fair that athletes and those sorts of people, Hollywood stars, are making so much money, but the teachers, the poor teachers, are toiling away without any recognition and without anywhere near the salary. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I don't know what teachers would make in a free market. Maybe they'd make more than what they make, and maybe they'd make less. Maybe there would be fewer teachers, and maybe there would be more. Chances are good, if there were more, there would be make less, and if there are fewer, then they would make more. A guy like Khan from the Khan Academy is probably doing pretty well for himself, and you know, he's shown himself in the last 5 years to probably be the most preeminent teacher in the world. And he's operating essentially in a free market, and that's on the Internet. Now, at the same time, I basically think that a free market would reward the really good teachers, and all the bad teachers would be kicked out to do what they're meant to do. Let me tell a story real quick, because this might seem like a story full of pride and hubris, but I hope that it shows something. At one time in my life, I had to work as a dishwasher at a restaurant in Bartow, Florida. I was in the work release program coming out of prison, and I had to have this job. So I ended up as the dishwasher. I, applied in some places, and that's what they gave me. And what I found was I was the worst dishwasher this place had ever had. The only advantage that I had was I would show up to work, but I was slow. I broke dishes. I did things poorly. I had to stay late. I was bad at this. My skin peeled. I was just bad at it. I was poorly,
wow.
Other people could handle it fine, but
it's
I
hard
just
to suck
do the
at
job.
Dishwashing.
Yeah, right. But I did. I was just bad at it. I'm not a very organized person, I guess, and I think that's pretty clear. And so, we moved on and I did things and, at some point or another, I found something that I was good at. If I had stayed in the job and been paid, the dishwashers of America need to be paid really, really well. And I stuck with it because the pay was so good and maybe it wasn't the thing that I was meant to do, then, I wouldn't have gone on to find what I was meant to do, which I believe was radio sales, frankly. I ended up on the show with you and I hope that I'm doing a fine job with that. 10 years later, but this was my first career in radio was sales, and I love it.
I'm so glad that you said that, Mark, because schools, education, teaching, it's a certain thing that people want. It's no more or less valuable necessarily than any other service that people provide. When I go to the grocery store, I don't ever have to think about whether or not what the clerk is being paid is morally justified. I go in, and if the price is right, I buy it. If the price is too high, then I go somewhere else.
Well, and similarly, the clerk goes in and accepts the job or not. It's the clerk's decision whether or not the money is worth his time.
Exactly.
That's why you don't have to think about it, because he's already thought about it.
That's right.
So, they'll have the bumper stickers out there. If you can read this, thank a teacher. Well, if you're not up to your armpits in poop, thank a plumber. Everybody provides something to your life that is worthy. There's not a job out there that's more worthy than another
job.
But
they claim it is more worthy because it's the children. It's for the children.
Look, I understand the children are our future. The children need to live in places that don't have feces all over the place. So, the plumbers are doing that job, too. The children need heat, so the people are providing energy to heat their houses. The people...
What about the janitors? Johnny Ray does some cleaning work, and that's really important. You want to have a clean place for your kids to run around in. Right?
Public school janitors clean up in a monetary sense. They make... two or three times what you can make in the private sector.
Right. And this is...
I wonder if they're striking.
Why I say that any work inside the free market is honorable work, and any work that's inside the government system has the potential for being honorable work. It's not dishonorable to do these things, work for the government. I work, to in some capacity for the town I live in as a firefighter.
Average salary, by the way, for teachers, according to our board operator who linked me to some information, average salary for teachers in Illinois is $64,000.
I thought it was $78,000 for Chicago.
Chicago, maybe even more. But, $64,000 ain't too shabby as far as what the average American isn't making that much money. Right.
Yeah. If I was, if I was living in, just sort of rural Illinois, making $68,000 a year, you're doing pretty good. Rural Illinois isn't any really much different than rural anyplace else.
So they're doing fairly well for themselves. And for all the folks who, on one hand, say, pay the teachers more, are they willing to pay more in taxes? Because ultimately, that's
one of the
ways you can pay more.
This is the marginal issue when it comes to taxes. This is if I think we should build a giant monument to God, and I think every American should put a dollar into it, and then we'll have $300 million because the 300 million Americans, $300 million to build a giant monument to God. Mm-hmm. Some people will think this is a bad idea or whatever, but everybody just gives up a buck. So I just have to give up a buck to get my $300 million statue. So yes, I think everybody should have to pay $1 to build the giant monument to God.
Ultimately, though, one of the ways you could change the system as it stands to give teachers more money is to cut back on the bureaucracy, which, of course, they're not going to do because the administrators are very, just as the teachers are, they're very settled in their roles. And even though there's usually layers and layers of administration over top of these teachers, and typically the administrators are getting paid more than the teachers are. You know, if the teachers are making 78, the administrators are probably making 100 or 120 or something like that.
Yeah, sure, sure.
So you cut those administrators out of the picture, and you could probably send some more of that money to the teachers. So there probably would be a way to squeeze extra money out of the existing government bureaucratic system to give more money to these teachers, but everybody's so entrenched, it's just not going to happen like that. The people who end up getting screwed are going to be, you know, the taxpayers in this deal.
And to remind the listeners what we mentioned earlier in the show, these high $68,000, $70,000 salaries are for not a full year's worth of work.
That's right, 9 months.
As Wayne, who's sitting here in the studio with us, pointed out to me just now on Post-it.
So there's that, and then there's the fact that they're really only working 8 hour, you know, 8 or 9 hour days. They're not the longest of days. Some people work 12, 14 hour days. These guys are not doing that. And it certainly isn't backbreaking labor either. So it's not like they're out slinging bricks or doing some other, you know, manual labor where they're actually really working in a significant exertion fashion. It's hard to feel sorry for the teachers. They're doing very well. I mean, those are good paychecks. I'm
not saying they should get lower paychecks. I don't know what teachers should get paid. Teachers should be entering into contractual relationships with people that want their business. That's what they should be doing, and that way we'll find out what they're worth. I mean, there are a lot of people that make a lot of money out there by entering into these relationships, and I think that the ones that are good will do far better, and the ones that are bad will move on to doing something that they're far better at.
Yeah, teachers are living. They're not living in the hard world of numbers and figures that the rest of us are. They're living in a world of rhetoric and high ideals. And
some of that rhetoric is that competition is bad. I mean, I've heard that many times coming out of sort of maybe it's just a few teachers. I don't know, but I mean, I've heard it several times coming out of like teachers unions and stuff.
All right, we're out of time for tonight. We'll join you tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.